The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the warm weather is probably going to continue for a little while yet, so you'll probably want to get to the barbecue. We're joined by Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annan Tara the Marker in Dublin and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very good, but I'm looking at the recipes you have and it really is for this weather.
Yeah, now it's summer food really, and now one of them I'm suggesting to cook in a slow cooker, but you could cook it on a barbecue if you had a... if you had a barbecue that you can smoke on. So anyway, we'll get into it. The first one is barbecued lamb chops with chimichurri sauce. And really, what I want to talk about here is just barbecue meat. And this sauce is an absolute winner. I bet you if you make it, you'll make it for the rest of the summer. So you need 8 lamb chops. And I mean, jig of chops or lamb cutlets off the best end or off the rack would be beautiful here. Little splash of olive oil and salt and pepper. So put your lamb into a bowl. Take it out 20 minutes before you're going to cook it. So get your barbecue nice and hot. Put the cutlets into a bowl. Dress them with a little bit of olive oil. And then when you're coming to cook the lamb chops or any meat that is, concentrate with the fat side first. So whatever I'm cooking lamb chops, I'll turn them up on their sides. I'll put them all together on the plate. Squeeze them with my tongs and place them onto the barbecue. So all the fat sitting on the barbecue. What I'm trying to do here is render that or melt that fat. Yeah. And get it to go nice and crispy because the fat is actually really delicious. Then turn it down onto its sides. Grill them for 2 or 3 minutes on either side if the barbecue is nice and hot. And you hear me say it week after week. Take it off. Put your oven on nice and low and let the meat rest. It really makes a huge difference. For the chimichurri sauce, a bunch of mint, a bunch of coriander, 2 spring onions, a clove of garlic, a red chilli, seeds and all, the juice of 2 limes and olive oil. Put it all into a blender or a Nutribullet or whatever you have. Blitz it up. It takes more seasoning than what you want to think. So what you might think. Taste it. Make sure there's plenty of salt and pepper. It should be kind of piquant and sharp. And even a splash of red wine vinegar can work really well in that dressing again. And then into the centre of the table with the lamb cutlets. I'm suggesting to serve it with a panzanella salad. It's an amazing salad from Tuscany. I might have covered this recipe on here before with some buffalo mozzarella.
What is a panzanella salad?
Panzanella salad is basically a tomato and bread salad. So you need some day-old ciabatta or sourdough or whatever you have. Cut it up into bite-sized pieces onto a tray. Drizzle it with a little olive oil. Pop it into an oven at 160 degrees for 10 minutes because I want them to go nice and crisp.
You want croutons, really?
More or less, croutons, yeah. When you get that salad over there, they don't actually put it in the oven because they use bread that's a few days old. But I just like to get them really crisp because I want them to soak up the wonderful dressing. Then you need 600 grams of nice mixed ripe tomatoes. So all the supermarkets and veg stores have them now. Pick out the knobbly ones that are all funny looking. Them carry loads of flavour. Don't be trying to always find the perfect tomato. Couple of tablespoons of capers, a red onion cut nice and small. 200 grams of peeled red peppers, the ones in the jars. I love them in salads. I think they're a brilliant product. 8 anchovies chopped really fine. I know people get a little bit funny about anchovies, but they literally disappear into the salad. Couple of tablespoons of red wine vinegar, some extra virgin olive oil, basil, mozzarella and salt and pepper. All you're doing here is chopping the tomatoes into a bowl with the croutons, the anchovies, the capers. Dress it with the olive oil and the vinegar. The bread and the salad soaks up all the tomato juice. Season it well with salt and pepper. And then some buffalo mozzarella. Toonsbridge mozzarella is a very good product there from down in Tipperary. And the last one is a beef chilli. 500 grams of beef mince, couple of red onions, cloves of garlic, tin of tomatoes, a bottle of lager, chicken or beef stock, washed kidney beans, tomato puree, some harissa paste, and the little magic ingredient when you're making chili, some polenta or semolina. Mm. It helps thicken it up.
The lager is for the chef while cooking, is that it?
No, yeah, exactly. So it's like when you add in red wine or white wine into a bolognese, but I love using beer and cookery, but that recipe is up, like all these are up on my Instagram, but all you do is sear off the beef, put it all into a slow cooker, or if you have a barbecue, like I said, use a cast iron pot with a lid, put your barbecue on low, put your cast iron pot onto the barbecue and leave it on there for 2 or 3 hours. It just tips along and you get this wonderful chili.
Okay, but
mince.
The order in which you do things, I mean, you sear the beef first of all to brown it.
Exactly. So what you're trying to do is sear it off to get a little bit of colour and then you add in the beer that deglazes so it catches all the little bits.
Okay.
And then you just put in the onions, the garlic, the tin tomato, the tomato puree and the semolina, mix it all together, and then it has to just tip away and cook for about 3 hours.
But you don't put the kidney beans in
until
right
at the end with the kidney beans. And then I like to serve it with some nachos, some guacamole, maybe a bit of salsa. I mean, it's perfect type of food for sticking in the middle of the table now.
And the thing is, the next day it tastes even better.
Even better,
it?
You can make, you know,
put it on the baked potato,
exactly,
whatever,
or and panadas or any of those type of things. There's loads of things you can do with it. And as you said, Pat, don't forget to give the old chef a bottle of beer while he's getting it all ready.
Are you working over the weekend?
I am. I'm actually going to the Oasis concert on Sunday. So
I was wondering because you'd be hearing it on the roof of the Marker anyway.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you?
No, we're really looking forward to it. I've been a fan my whole life, so I was lucky enough to get a ticket. So me and my wife are heading out to Oasis on Sunday, but I'm working tomorrow. Rooftop is absolutely, as you can imagine, packed at the moment. So all good.
Fantastic. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annatar, the Marker, and at Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Now, still to come,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.